Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Across the St. Louis region, people who cook and feed others for a living and as a passion have been mobilizing since last Friday's EF3 tornado tore through parts of the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County. For many folks whose houses or businesses were directly hit, getting a warm meal has taken a backseat to securing safe shelter, addressing immediate needs, and keeping an eye on personal property. That includes St. Louisans like Fountain Park homeowner Margaret Williams.
I sure thank you. I haven't eaten breakfast today. I slept at my daughter's house. My husband stays here to watch the house.
Yes.
And
this is your home.
And our business, And these guys, did you all want a meal? Aaron, that's his, all of our homes are just.
I am so sorry that this happened to you guys. I drove in here and I am so sorry.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The containers shared yesterday and a hug with Williams and neighbors on Walton Avenue held food made by local St. Louis restaurants and was given by a local volunteer. And both were done in partnership with the nonprofit World Central Kitchen. To talk with us about that organization and how it's come to St. Louis, I'm joined by Kate Dozier. Kate is a 3-year member of World Central Kitchen's Chef Corps. She's managing one of 4 World Central Kitchen sites currently up in St. Louis, and she's a St. Louisan herself. Kate, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on today.
So, Kate, if you could give us a bit of a primer, what is World Central Kitchen?
Sure. World Central Kitchen was founded in 2010 by Chef Jose Andre, and we primarily work in disaster areas, providing hot meals as a relief in those areas. And to date, we've served over 450 million meals worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, what has happened in St. Louis, it is a disaster zone, but there are so many things that are happening all across the globe. Why is it that World Central Kitchen has come to St. Louis, Kate?
We go everywhere that is needed, any country, any state, any city. We have multiple teams on the ground. In fact, we have a team in Kentucky right now, Eastern Kentucky, that was also hit. So our goal is to make sure that everyone is cared for and has a warm meal. Meals are such a time for community and families to come together. They just fill your soul. They sustain you. And it's something, especially in these areas at these times, that everyone needs. There's no power. There's no water. The resources are so limited, and so we step in to try to fill that gap and make sure everyone is nourished so that they can do all of the other things in their day that they need to do.
Mm-hmm. Kay, can you describe very specifically what World Central Kitchen is doing here and how World Central Kitchen has prioritized where they're going within St. Louis?
We have 4 locations currently that are set up as distribution sites in the St. Louis area in the disaster zone regions, and we're providing meals. A lot of our locations also have ways that where people are donating clothes, toiletry items, tarps that are so important for roofs right now, and other essentials that people can come and pick up at any time.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that so far there have been 17,950 meals served since Saturday night, I think, which is when World Central Kitchen folks arrived here in St. Louis, and that as of yesterday, over 7,600 meals were served. How many volunteers has that taken, and what are these volunteers doing?
The volunteers have been absolutely amazing. The community has come out in support of every effort in just such an outstanding way. They are helping to receive food deliveries from our over 25 restaurant partners that we have here in the St. Louis area that are providing food through World Central. And they are helping unload. They're greeting people coming in. We have quite a few senior living centers and nursing homes mm-hmm. that just don't have resources that they need. And so they are offering to load their cars with boxes and boxes of meals and supplies and drive to each of these locations to deliver to those that don't have transportation or have health and physical issues that prevent them from coming into our centers. And so the volunteers have really been key for us in terms of expanding our operation and getting into some of these areas that have been very difficult for families to leave because of fallen trees, blocking roads, downed power lines, and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. And I do want to let folks know where those distribution sites are now. I understand it's O'Fallon Park, Fountain Park, Artworks St. Louis, or St. Louis Artworks, where you are actually managing the site, as well as Newstead, which is the Ville neighborhood. Kate, you've been doing this now for a few years, and you've traveled across the country and internationally. How does it feel as a St. Louisan to be doing this work here so close to home?
It's been very interesting. I honestly never thought I would be doing this work that I do in my own hometown.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so blessed to have so many connections within this community that really have allowed us to jump on the ground very quickly, partner with restaurants very quickly, and start getting these meals out to those in need in a much faster fashion and more efficiently than maybe we would if we were in an area that there weren't a lot of locals mm-hmm. jumping in to help. I'm as much as I hate that an organization like ours even needs to exist, we'd all like to live in a world where these things don't happen.
Right.
But they do, and so we're here for our community, my community, as long as the need exists.
Mm-hmm. And to that point, how long will World Central Kitchen be here? Is that a set duration?
No, we have no set end date. Every day, every minute of the day, we are getting more information about communities in need, buildings without power, neighborhoods that have not received aid yet. And so we are actually just starting to ramp up what we're doing in this community.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no end date. We never go into any disaster area with an end date in mind. We stay as long as the need exists.
Mm-hmm. And how is it, Kate, that people can join or support these specifically locally fueled efforts with World Central Kitchen?
That is a great question. People that would like to volunteer can go on our website. It's wck.org. There is a drop-down menu where you will find a button for volunteer. Fill out a short, quick little form, and we will connect you with the specific distribution area or whatever is going on where we need to have volunteers to help meet needs. We will make those connections, and people can join us at any time.
Mm-hmm. Kate Dozier is a St. Louisan and a member of the World Central Kitchen Chef Corps. Kate, thank you so much for making time to talk with us today.
I so appreciate you having me on, and thank you so much for spreading the word. We want to help as many people as we can, and we hope that this reaches a lot of people that we're still searching for.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad to be that service to you all and to our public here. World Central Kitchen currently has 4 distribution sites in St. Louis. Its partners do change daily. So for updates, follow World Central Kitchen on social media and check out the website that Kate Dozier has just mentioned. That is WCK.org. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear from 2 local restaurateurs who are working with World Central Kitchen to provide meals to those impacted by last Friday's tornado in STL. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
Support comes from Gemma. Architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at jemastl.com.
Let's return to our conversation about St. Louisans working with the nonprofit World Central Kitchen to provide meals for folks who've been impacted by the tornado that tore through parts of the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County last Friday. Before the break, we spoke with Kate Dozier, a St. Louisan who has traveled with World Central Kitchen as a Chef Corps member for 3 years. Cui Tran started working with the organization much more recently. Tran, who is the owner of My Lee in Brentwood and Nudo House, which has locations in Creve Coeur and the Del Mar Loop, was contacted by World Central Kitchen on Saturday evening. He told us that while he has always admired World Central Kitchen's work in other areas, he was truly impressed to see them in action here.
For them to be boots on the ground here already Saturday evening, to be able to organize and do something like this quickly, I mean, it's amazing to say the least.
World Central Kitchen told Cui that they were told he was the person to mobilize and get restaurants involved in making meals for the effort.
Obviously, my heart's breaking for everyone, but my heart's also full because there's been so many people. I don't know. I feel like a switchboard right now, but in the best way, because so many people have reached out, you know, how can I donate? What can I do? And, you know, and I tell a lot of people, hey, just check my stories or, you know, check St. Louis Public Radio, check, you know, St. Louis Magazine, just kind of like, everyone has all these info up on how you can help. And I said, for me, World Central Kitchen is just asking me to connect and put restaurants together that can help feed the community. So everyone else, that are not in the restaurant business has asked, how can we help? And so I'm just so happy. I'm just proud of the city for that.
Since business at their Del Mar Noodle House location is slow right now due to storm damage and recovery efforts, they're using that location as a catering kitchen. Cui Tran and his staff have made 600 meals since Sunday, and they're aiming to make more than 500 for the rest of the week.
When you've basically lost everything or trying to recoup whatever it is you have left, sometimes you're in a bad state of mind and you just don't think about eating. You're trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to do next. And so that, yeah, a warm meal could hopefully bring some kind of comfort.
That was Cui Tran, owner of My Lee in Brentwood and Nudo House in the Del Mar Loop and Creve Coeur. Local partners who work with World Central Kitchen to cook, assemble, and distribute do change day to day. That includes community organizations, food hubs, and food trucks, as well as brick-and-mortar restaurants. Some, like My Lee and Noodle House, are new partners. Others, like Salt and Smoke, are joining with World Central Kitchen for a second time or more. Here to talk about that is Tom Schmidt, the co-owner of Salt and Smoke. Tom, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thanks for having me, Elaine.
So, Tom, first, what are your thoughts listening to Cui talk about, you know, getting involved and how people have been reaching out?
Yeah, I just think it's a wonderful instinct of our community and humanity when there's a crisis like this that people's first instinct is to come out and support and provide some relief for people mm-hmm. that are in really bad spots.
Yeah. Now, as I'd noted, this is not the first time Salt and Smoke has partnered with World Central Kitchen. How did you all get involved with that organization?
When the tornado ripped through Rolla in mid-March, we reached out to them to see how we could support, and we came down with several hundred meals the first day, and then for multiple days after that, we're producing food here in St. Louis and sending vans and teams down with hundreds of meals a day to support that effort down there.
What was the spark for that?
Really just, you know, food is how we share kind of love and care in the world. And when people are in that spot of crisis, that's, you know, the one skill set that we definitely have in spades and how we can support the best. And just really, you know, it's heartbreaking to see what everybody's been going through and want to do anything we can and everything we can to support them.
Yeah. Insofar as what you were doing for Rolla, how is what you are doing with World Central Kitchen here? Is it different or is it much the same?
Well, we hate that it's in our own community, but since we're here, you know, we have really great large teams that can facilitate even more meals to people in need. So, you know, we've been averaging about 1,000 or so meals a day since Saturday, because we're able to just really produce a ton with all of the support that we're getting from our teams and volunteers that we've never met showing up to help us put these boxes together. It's been really an uplifting experience.
Mm-hmm. How many locations do you all have now?
we have six, soon to be seven.
Yeah.
But we've been doing all of this out of just our Del Mar store.
Oh, I see. Which is the original one.
That is, yes.
Now, when you heard that a tornado had touched down in St. Louis, what went through your mind? I mean, as I understand, you were very close to it, right?
Yeah. I was in my car on Clayton Road in Clayton when it went over my head. So, you know, it saw the damage in real time and just how catastrophic it really was and knew that there was just going to be a lot needed to support people.
Mm-hmm. When you saw or learned of the scope of the damage and destruction, did you immediately go to, here is the time, the treasure, the talent I have, I want to give in some way?
Yeah, you know, and not just me. To be honest, we had teams at stores without any communication to us immediately jump into action and start producing meals that we just distributed on our own, you know, I think before WCK could even get on the ground, but I mean, they were here really fast.
Yeah.
And then we jumped into league with them once again and thrilled to have them supporting our community during this time.
Mm-hmm. Did that surprise you how quickly they got here?
No, they, what they do is just absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, in terms of disaster relief and supporting communities, they jumped to action so quick because, you know, hunger can't wait a day, right? And when you don't have any shelter or water or electricity, you know, and it's spread out over a course of miles, you know, really you need to have people airdrop in there and provide that relief immediately.
Yeah. World Central Kitchen is coming to St. Louis from the outside. Were there any reservations that folks had, people that you know in the food scene and community here, that there were reservations about working with an outside organization?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, their reputation is really sterling as far as I could tell. Jose Andres is just a real visionary and wonderful humanitarian that has built something so impactful that I've never heard a bad whisper about them, and rightfully so.
Yeah. What did your phone, maybe your text messages or DMs look like as far as what other people in the St. Louis food and restaurant community, like what they were communicating about?
You know, it's just so varied. The spectrum's pretty wide, you know, from people that want to support to people that need support, right? So it was all across the board. And there's a ton of our restaurant friends that, you know, are shut down and their staffs are in limbo. And then there's other groups that have capacity that weren't affected that are trying to support them and everybody else at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Now, at this point, we are still in disaster response and relief phase. And even before the tornado hit last Friday, there were challenges that restaurants and people who work in the food and hospitality industry in St. Louis were facing. Mindly, a noodle house owner, Kui Tran, said the tornado compounded those challenges.
Some restaurants were anticipating graduation week. You know, we needed to help pay bills. And so the storm comes through, and obviously that was ruined. Some of the restaurants still don't have power. And so the challenges are going to be trying to figure out, can you even call your insurance company? Like, is it even worth it? You know, or will they even take care of you at this point if, you know, all the food's got thrown out, all your staff can't work, your business has been interrupted. So, and then, you know, a lot of your employees have gotten affected by this. And so how do you help them? And in the meantime, it's a different time right now, right? On top of the political climate and all these tariffs are really hurting small businesses, including myself. Even before this, I mean, people were like, how are you doing? And I'm like, well, you know, 3 weeks ago, I had stuff that used to cost $50. Now it's $89, you know, so it's already getting difficult. And then now all of this. So it's just like, you know, it just now with all this loss, it just puts everything in perspective. You're like, you know what? Let's just continue doing what we're doing and we'll make it through somehow and we'll make it through together.
Tom, what do you think of what Kui said there?
Yeah, well, I mean, his last line there really resonates. We will make it through this, and we'll make it through together. But hospitality and restaurants can be a really brutal industry. You know, we had to go through a couple years of COVID not that many years ago, and there's always, you know, labor shortages or supply issues. So it's definitely an industry for people that love punishment, But what Kui touched on at the end there is that we do make it together, and we find kind of this real sense of pride and community working together, and knowing that if we are working together, there's really nothing that we can't get through, though the challenges are real.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of relief efforts, Tom, do you see chefs and local restaurants offering to each other? You know, I think the point that Kui had made before about, you know, you're so caught up in sort of dealing with what is happening in the moment that you can forget to nourish yourself. Is there some collaboration, cooperation that is helping you all as a food community?
Yeah, I mean, that is one of the best parts about the St. Louis hospitality and restaurant community is, you know, I was talking to Kui last week on Thursday, and we were commiserating about what's going on and sharing plans and ideas, and really do that with dozens of different restaurateurs around the St. Louis area on a regular basis, you know, because nobody has all the answers, but together we really kind of support and share ideas and different initiatives that help make it through. It's mm-hmm. a really collaborative group in town that we're fortunate to have.
Yeah. Is there anything that you have seen directly when it comes to people who are volunteering, people who are giving out the food, that just really encapsulates why you are doing what you're doing right now?
Yeah, it's just the heartbreaking tales of bringing food to people's doors and, you know, sitting with them and crying and having it be the first time that somebody's reached out to them, you know, and this was, we just went out on the road with 1,000 meals here about an hour or so ago. But the stories from yesterday of people just sitting and hugging and being present for each other is impactful in ways that, you know, goes beyond a meal, I think, even though, you know, the sustenance is important too.
Mm-hmm. So it's really about more than the food.
Yeah. And that's what food has done for forever, right? It brings people together. It lets them connect. And being part of a community with other people is so important to our souls. And food is often the conduit to that. And so we feel lucky to be able to provide both in this really challenging time.
Mm-hmm. Is there a personal interaction that stays with you? I know you were getting choked up just sort of describing generally?
So I unfortunately have not been out on the road. I've been in the hub producing. So, but no, lots of personal interactions that have been shared. I got a text from our director of operations minutes before I went on that really hit home again, just about the emotional impact about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, thank you for the work that you are contributing to here through World Central Kitchen and otherwise, too. Tom Schmidt is the co-owner and lead busboy, as you have said, at Salt and Smoke. Again, thank you.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Elaine Cha and Emily Woodbury.
Executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.